This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says a new coronavirus economic aid package being unveiled Monday would pay the country's 16 million unemployed workers 70% of their one-time salaries. But tough negotiations lie ahead with opposition Democrats over the scope of more assistance to offset the severe economic effects of the pandemic. On Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin called the 70% wage replacement figure a very fair level. But that figure, if adopted by Congress, would sharply cut federal benefits to the unemployed by two-thirds. The federal benefit that amounted to about $600 a week is set to expire this week. One mid-May report said a fifth of the unemployed workers declined requests from their employers that they return to work because their wages were lower than what they were collecting in jobless benefits. Also on Sunday on CNN, U.S. President Donald Trump's economic advisor Larry Kudlow called the 70% figure quite generous. Kudlow said the overall $1 trillion economic aid package would include another round of $1,200 checks to most adults in the United States and payments to businesses to retain employees rather than cut the size of their workforces. But Democratic lawmakers are demanding that the $600 a week boost in payments to the jobless workers to be kept in place through the end of 2020. They're pushing for an overall coronavirus aid package totaling $3 trillion. Spain's foreign minister has announced that Spain is safe for tourists. Speaking to reporters, Arantxa Gonzalez-Lea rebuked Britain for imposing a two-week quarantine on all travelers entering the country from Spain after a rise in Spain's coronavirus numbers. You can find more on that and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is